May 1st, 1905. California to Washington. Ellen G. White. From a personal letter from Mrs. E. G. White. I send you from Washington the assurance that the protecting care of our Heavenly Father was over us during our long journey. I want you to know of the goodness and love of God. I stood the trip remarkably well, and was stronger when I left the cars at Washington than when I got on board at San Francisco. During the first part of the trip, the train moved very gently and quietly. It was a pleasure to be on something that moved, and yet did not annoy me in moving. I rested more during the journey than it would have been possible for me to rest in my own home, for had I remained at home, I fear that I would have been troubled by a constant regret that I had not exercised faith by starting out on the journey. We traveled under the escort of Mr. Phillips, a very pleasant and obliging young man, who did all in his power to make us comfortable. He seemed to watch for opportunities to suggest something for my comfort and convenience. All the way along through Texas and Louisiana, the ground was brilliantly carpeted with wildflowers, and at every stop the train made, some of the men would get out to gather flowers for those inside. On Sabbath, we had a song service. Brother Lawrence, who is a musician, led the singing. All the passengers in the car seemed to enjoy the service greatly, many of them joining in the singing. On Sunday, we had another song service, after which Elder Corliss gave a short talk, taking for his text the words, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." The passengers listened attentively and seemed to enjoy what was said. On Monday, we had more singing, and we all seemed to be drawing closer together. I dared not address the people, fearing that I would strain my vocal organs. I knew that I would have to speak often during the general conference and that I must be guarded and get all the rest that I could beforehand. There was a larger number of passengers on the car than when we came east last year, but during the whole trip nothing occurred to mar the harmony. During the journey I gave away several of my books, and those to whom I gave them were very much pleased. I gave a copy of Christ's Object Lessons to Mr. Phillips, and he seemed to appreciate the gift very highly. On reaching Welch, Louisiana, we were met by about 30 of our people. In spite of the fact that the train stopped there for only a few minutes, several of the sisters pressed into the car, bringing me 3 boxes of beautiful flowers. I shook hands with the few who managed to get in, but how I did wish that the train would stop longer so that I could have spoken to all who came. At Atlanta, Brother Kilgore and several others met us. They were expecting us to spend the day with them, but as matters turned out, we were unable to do this. It was very pleasant indeed to meet these friends along the way, and we were sorry that we could not stay longer at each place. We reached Washington at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. There was no one there to meet us, for our people had not been notified of our coming. So we went over to the branch sanitarium. Here we were given a hearty welcome. This sanitarium is a beautiful place, in a very fine location. The building is rented furnished throughout, and the house and its appointments are just what is needed in a place like Washington. It is in the city, within easy access, and yet there is plenty of space on all sides. In front of the building, across the street, is a fine park in which the patients can walk or sit, enjoying the precious sunshine. God can work wonders in preparing the way before us. I can but say, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name, for the love and care that he has shown in opening the way for me to come to this conference." I have nothing but words of encouragement to write regarding my journey across the continent. I had opportunities to give away some of my books and to speak to some of my fellow passengers regarding the goodness and love of God. Those with whom I talked seemed eager for opportunities to hear more. There was one young man in our car with whom I became deeply interested.
I made a strong effort to persuade him to give up the use of tobacco, and I have every encouragement to think that my effort was not in vain. I held myself in readiness to speak a word in season and out of season, here a little and there a little.
I can but feel that the Lord is in my coming to Washington at this time. I have a message to bear. God helping me, I will stand firm for the right, presenting truth unmixed with the falsities that have been creeping stealthily in. Those who are on the Lord's side will refuse to be drawn astray by false science, which makes a jingle of the true word of prophecy. May the Lord give me much of His grace, that in every word and act I may reveal the light of truth.